lead with love and mm-hmm. your spirit and your energy. And people say that'll get you hurt, but I think it'll get you scratched. It won't get you injured. You know what I'm saying? I think you might get a couple bruises, but it ain't going to get you injured. I think because you'll find better people. You'll find people who are supposed to be around you that makes this life, this love, this spirit, this world, like, exciting.
Queer gehört.
Mit Savannah.
Nur auf Jam.
Hey Bestie, Savannah hier. Was geht ab? Ich muss ehrlich sein, ne? Ich bin mittlerweile nur noch echt selten aufgeregt, aber bei ihm hier ging mir der Arsch so ein bisschen auf Grundeis. Das ist Youngblood. Ein queerer Rockstar aus den UK. Den ich mir letzte Woche vor seinem Auftritt backstage in Berlin so ein bisschen zur Brust genommen habe. Wir haben ausführlichst über queere Themen gequatscht, ganz viel über Mental Health und auch noch Fanfragen beantwortet. Und das Ergebnis, das hast du jetzt in der neuen Folge Queer gehört. Welcome to Europe, then. Welcome
to
Berlin.
It's so good to be back in Europe, man. Honestly, like, every time I hit Berlin, I'm like, sick. I feel the energy, I feel the fashion, I feel the reality of it. I love it.
That's good. Now you're in Germany. I got you some gifts. I brought you some beer. I don't know if you want to sip along while we're just going to talk. Yeah, of course. I can open it for you also.
I love it. I'm down. Yeah, crack that.
Hang on.
Give it to me. Can you do it? Are you good at that?
Yeah, actually, yeah, I am. It's one of my talents. Actually, I don't have many, but that's like one of them.
That's pretty good.
So we're just going to, hang on. We're going to.
Cheers first. Yeah. Sorry, rude. Cheers.
That's the good stuff.
Cheers in German.
Prost.
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 First of all, like, congrats on kicking off your world tour here in Europe. Like, how have you been?
Dude, what the fuck? Like, we just, like, these have been the biggest shows of our life. Like, we just came off the back of, like, Wembley in the UK, which was sold out. And it's like, I can't believe how big it has got. You know what I mean? It was amazing. I think, like, you wait your whole life to go, Wembley. And it's almost becomes a joke. And then I actually got to walk out and say, Wembley. And then, yeah, man, it's just been, I don't know, I feel like it's so pure right now. The energy is so pure. It's kind of like we've really got nothing to prove. Yeah. We're just doing our thing and, like, don't really give a fuck about everyone else. You know what I mean? I think when you're coming up as an artist, you look around and go like, oh. But then it's just like, what we got is special, what we got is real, what we got is raw, so...
That's rockstar behavior, yeah, I love that.
Yeah, I think it's so fucking, like, you can get so bogged down in life, like, looking at what everyone else is doing. It's just like, and most of the time I find it boring.
Do you have any weird habits, like, while on tour? Like, do you sign weird stuff?
Oh, dude, I mean, I think kind of, there's the weird and the wonderful, I think. That's kind of what we're about, like, I sign babies.
Babies, actual
I've
babies?
Signed a baby before, yeah.
Oh, how was that? How did that feel?
Kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's what's been so amazing is like the span of age range at the new shows. I think when you kind of go into arenas, it's like everything from 70 to 5. And I see these little 5-year-olds with red hair and eyeliner on. I'm like, wow, that's so cool.
I've seen them on your Insta stories.
Yeah, they're so sick.
Yeah,
I love them.
I can imagine.
It's been such a vibe. And like, I don't know, what weird stuff do we do? I think like, I mean, we're pretty weird. We drink quite a lot. You know what I mean?
Aperol spritz now.
I can't believe it. I used to hate it. I used to think Aperol spritz tastes like medicine.
Really?
Yeah, I thought it was like penicillin.
What changed your mind then?
So no, I just had a mad night on it once and like, oh, it goes down so easily and gets you like blackout. So yeah. I was like, cool.
That's dangerous. That's really dangerous. What's on your tour rider actually?
What's on my tour rider? Beer, whiskey. That's about it.
Really?
We're pretty mellow, to be honest.
Pink socks?
Pink, oh yeah. Oh, I mean, these are mine. Like, sometimes I get underwear. Because you run out of underwear, but we're not doing plastic on this tour.
Yeah.
So everyone's got bottles, so no plastic bottles anymore.
Okay, that's cool.
For the environment, you know what I mean? And all our buses are running on biodiesel. We're doing like a really environmentally green tour.
That's so cool.
Which has been cool. You know what I mean? Just to kind of really like, because the thing about it is, it's like you forget how much you contribute to global warming when you're touring, because you waste so many plastic bottles. So we've literally just cut out single-use plastic from the whole tour, which is sick.
That's so cool of you.
You know what I mean?
And so woke. Like,
yeah, we were just like, everyone's got, you know what I mean? I think like, especially with the world we live in at the minute, like everyone's got to do their bit. So we were just like, our tour manager's amazing. His name's Jamal, and he kind of is a real pioneer in like green touring. So we just wanted to implement that. It's cool.
Nice.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
I love it. So if it's glass, if it's metal, it's allowed. If it's plastic, nah. Not allowed. It's cool.
Nice, nice. How fit are you actually? What's like your workout routine for
tour? I'm working out a lot more now.
I saw your videos right
on
before the
treadmill.
You kicked off tour, and you were doing cardio, and I was like, dude, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I've been to your show last year, and you were like dancing all over, like running.
I think now everything's bigger, you know what I mean? Because obviously like, now that like, especially at home, the venues were holding like 15 to 20,000 people. We had like runways and everything like, I just wanted to put on the best show ever. Because I got like, I think kind of, I have this energy. I don't know where it comes from. I've had it my whole life. But I just wanted to get as fit as I possibly could so I can just like go mental and not be fazed by it. I think the worst thing, I don't like performers who kind of get tired on stage. Makes me roll my eyes. You know what I mean? I think like, I love it like, I love Jagger. Jagger ain't tired. Jagger's doing his thing. You know what I mean? I think if you're going to kind of become like the front person of a band, you gotta be fit.
You gotta bring it.
You know what I mean? You gotta bring it. That's what I say. It's just like, I think I owe it to the people who are paying to see this show. I ain't gonna half-assed it.
That's dedication.
You know what I mean? It's just like, I don't know. It's like do me homework, innit? For the first time in my life.
Listen, this is actually a queer podcast, and I want this to be a safe space because I'm also queer.
Sick.
And I want to talk about, if it's okay with you, I want to get a little deeper now.
Oh, I'm down.
Like, with the queer perspective and all of that.
I love it.
What are your pronouns, actually?
He, him.
Have you ever not been confident with he, him? Have you ever done
anything? No, I think I always have been. I think it's... I mean, my friend, they really put it beautifully to me. I think kind of the way this beautiful revolution in young people has kind of really made gender like almost obsolete. You know what I'm saying? I think they just said, I am what I am. They don't really mind whatever pronouns are called. And I think the beauty is the choice and the, I am what I am. You know what I'm saying? I thought their outlook was beautiful because they don't mind whatever they're called. I've always felt like a him. You know what I'm saying? I just think, I always say on stage, there's only one rule at my gigs. Everything else goes out a fucking window, is that you treat everyone with love and respect and like kind of for like who they are, who like you got to be who you want to be, and that can change. But I've always been a he, him. Yeah, I think so.
Amen to what you just said.
Yeah, I just think that's it. I just think it's beautiful when someone strongly knows who they are, and like that's the one rule, you got to respect that.
Do you label yourself actually?
Not really. I just kind of think like, I feel like the most beautiful thing is the freedom of of like, I say what I am, but then I might not be that tomorrow. And I want to kind of say that, like, that's my message. I'm like, the ability to change is freedom.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I think that's the most beautiful thing. Like, I think I just lead with love. I lead with my heart. I lead with my spirit. And I think that's made me the most happy. To kind of not be chained up by, this is what I am today and I have to stay here. I'm just going to be like, because like I'm Pam, you know what I mean? I've been as far as I could remember, but I didn't know what Pam meant until I kind of found this fan base. And that's why I kind of owe them so much, because sexually I always felt pressured to be something.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I just am what I am, and I love what I love, and I lead with my spirit and I lead with my sexuality and I lead with my instinct. And I think that's sick. I think
that's the point. That was so beautifully said.
You know what I mean? I just think like for, and I think that's what's so, that's what I think has been so cool about this tour and why I said the purity of it is like, when you get into to bigger shows, mm-hmm. the way you make them feel intimate is the most magic. Like my goal has been, how the hell do I make 15,000 people feel like a 100-cap room? Mm. And that's when you get to really play.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? Because I can run all around the arena and there's cameras following me and we can elevate everyone. I think people are beautiful. I think people are radical. And I just want to elevate my community because that's all it's ever been about. I fucking hate it when it's like young blood is me. And that's why I think like I have a problem with like when music journalists come to my gig, mm-hmm. they make it mathematical or scientific when it's not about that. Mm-hmm. It's about being in that moment and connecting to energy. That's what the vibe is.
I get you.
You know what I mean?
How did you realize you were a pan actually? Like, was there like an aha moment?
I like sex. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I was like, fuck it. I just think I was attracted to everything.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to compartmentalize or freak out. I was just like, oh, that's what that means. I'm that. You know what I mean? That's what I was like. I was like, that's what that means. I'm that.
Same with me, actually. And looking back on it and reflecting on some crushes I had when I was like still in kindergarten. Yeah. I just recently talked about that. I was obsessed with my kindergarten teacher, yeah, and person, whatever.
Fully.
You want to call it.
I think I just, yeah, it's just about like, I think kind of what I want to do as much as I can is like kind of shout and elevate the idea that like we get, there's so much pressure put on it.
Mm.
And I think if you can kind of create a safe space around it, it's actually a beautiful thing. You shouldn't stress about it.
Mm.
I think that discovery and kind of the explanation to the world shouldn't be a stressful thing. Yeah. I think it should be pretty beautiful. Obviously, you're going to get nervous.
Yeah, of course.
But like, I think if that's wrapped in a community that's going to fucking support you no matter what,
mm,
you have an experience that is beautiful instead of negative and stressful. And that's all I want to create for people, whether that be sexuality, whether that be like dealing with anxiety or depression. I want to be able to like, the way you get through it or the way you showcase it to the world, be beautiful, not be stressful. Cause fuck that.
What was your coming out actually like?
I mean, pretty mellow. I think because I just kind of like, I always said it. So I never, it wasn't a grand
moment.
I think I was always pretty free and I didn't really hide it. And then again, the kind of the community taught me this language, you know what I'm saying? And I was like, oh, that's what I am.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. And I think I said it in an interview one day because I learned about what it meant. And it was like, and everyone made a big deal out of it on the internet. I was like, oh, yeah, I mean, well, that's what it is.
How did your parents actually react? Because I know you got a song called Parents.
Yeah, I think, to be honest, I think obviously it's a bit, for an older generation, I think the biggest part of it is, and what I want to say to young people is like, I think the biggest fear is they don't know either what it means or how to treat you. That's why I think people sometimes react freaked out. And it's not because they don't like you or don't love you or hate you. They just, imagine going to another planet and wanting to drink the fucking water, but you don't know what it is.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I always say it. And I'm just like, I think you just got to educate. And it was like, you know what I mean? My sister is in a lesbian relationship, and and I think my parents were pretty good about it. You know what I mean? But I think they learned through her kind of talking to them, and then obviously like Youngblood is what it stands for. I think like yeah. kind of it really helped them. And I think it's not going to be, I think if you can come at it as a young person, which takes a lot of courage from a place of like, they are not from the same planet that I am, but this is who I am and I'm not going to change and I'm not going to conform and I'm going to help them understand me.
Mm-hmm.
And I just think if you lead with love and they can't comprehend that,
mm-hmm.
that's when I think they're bad. If they lead, if you lead with love and they just are ignorant, they're ignorant.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? We're all fucking ignorant until we're not. And I think that's where we can come in as a generation. Yeah. Because like the amount of parents that come to my show.
Yeah.
That, for example, like my uncle is the most macho bike riding guy ever, but he's so emotional as well. And like, you would think that it would freak him out.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas actually, it doesn't. Because when you explain to him in this way, it's like, this is who I love. This is what I love. This is why I love it.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, cool.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I just think it's beautiful. I just think like sometimes, I just think ignorance isn't hate.
Yeah.
That's what sometimes we've got to figure out.
Yeah.
Ignorance can turn to hate. But I just think, like, you've got to embrace ignorance and just attack it and give it everything you got.
Yeah.
And then if they hate you, that's not your fucking problem. Because I just think, like, the thing about it is, right, why give someone that power over you?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I think, like, if you say this is who I am and they don't like it, don't let them have it. You know what I'm saying? That's the ultimate slavery for me, is when you actually allow someone to have that. Because I just think like your soul and your spirit is yours. Don't give it away so easily. You know what I mean?
Preach, totally. I get you. What's an advice you would like to give young queer folks?
Just be like, it's so almost simple and trivial to say, but like, lead with love and mm-hmm. your spirit and your energy. And people say that'll get you hurt, but I think it'll get you scratched. It won't get you injured.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I think you might get a couple bruises, but it ain't gonna get you injured. I think, because you'll find better people. You'll find people who are who's supposed to be around you that makes this life, this love, this spirit, this world, like, exciting.
Yeah.
Going back to what I said earlier, it shouldn't be stressful.
Yeah.
It should be nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
But I don't think it should be stressful if you kind of lead with your spirit. Because at first, again, you'll get a couple bumps. Mm. But I promise you it'll be better in the end.
Yeah.
Because you'll find the right people.
Yeah, that love you for
completely.
Whatever you are and whoever
that's,
you are.
And that's all that Youngblood's ever been about.
Yeah.
For whatever you are. You can, you know what I mean? You're welcome here.
You're also poly, right?
Yeah, I was. I think now I just changed. I was like, I think I'm in a relationship now and now I'm committed. But I think that depends on who I was with.
Okay, yeah.
And what our communication was. That's what I'm saying. I was like, I think that shit can change. Sexuality can change.
Yeah.
And like, as long as it's communicated, it depends on the partner you're with.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Everything is fluid.
That's what I said. I was like, Paulie, like, but then now I'm not with the partner I'm with.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Totally. Your fans sent me an awful lot of questions.
Yeah,
because
really?
I opened my DMs and they were like all over the place. And I love that.
I love it. They're crazy.
So are you ready for some?
Yes.
Because I picked like four of them.
I'm down.
The first one is, what's your favorite conspiracy theory?
Oh my God. I love all Tom DeLonge shit about the aliens. I'd love
aliens.
To believe that aliens
are. Do you believe in aliens?
I would love to believe that there was something out there.
Mm-hmm.
I think I would like to be like, whoa.
I think there's something out
there. I just think there's some form of energy out there that's like, this shit is too fucking like mind-blowing.
Yeah.
You know, if you look at another person
mm-hmm.
or you look at a fucking flower,
mm-hmm.
that shit's mental.
I know, right?
If a fucking flower can exist, I think an alien can.
I mean, I've recently just watched a documentary about space, and there's like so many galaxies.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I'm saying. I think a conspiracy theory. I think there's UFO. There's something crazy.
Yeah,
I believe.
But I don't think they're green.
Nah, that's Hollywood.
It's some sort of.
Do you know what I mean? I don't know what they are. I think like there might be a different version of us,
yeah.
Or I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But in the same way that like lions can communicate, I think aliens can.
Do you know Aubrey Plaza?
No.
Okay, it's an actress, and she's in what's the show called? The one that Jennifer Coolidge was in also. Like, anyway, she's an actress, and there's like this conspiracy theory about her because she's kind of weird, but in a hot way, that she's like an alien that's been sent to us.
Sick.
To live with us and to like study us. So, believe she's one. I believe she is one. How the fuck did you chip your tooth again?
Fucking, I do it all the time, bruv. I just like, when I go on stage, I just black out. I just do my thing, and I don't really lead with caution. I never fucking have a thing. You know what
How
I mean?
How many times has it happened, actually?
Five. I keep knocking this fucking tooth out.
Yeah.
Because basically I knocked it out when I was young, so I got a root canal on it. So technically it's not like a it's not alive. So I just keep knocking the fucking end off.
Yeah.
And I'm like, on the mic.
It happens so quickly also.
Yeah, but it just knocks it out. Fuck it.
What's the thing that makes you get up in the morning?
Ooh,
that's deep.
Is deep. I just think the life I've got, what I'm fighting for, I think. Everyone's like, sometimes, you know what I mean? I wake up and I zing out of bed and I just get up every day. You know what I mean? I was having a conversation with someone saying like, would you want kids with like the way the world is at the minute? And I thought, and I said to myself, yeah, I think I would, because I think having conversations about how we can make this world better or what I can do to make it better is like why I get up in the morning. So to have kind of a little version of me that I could talk about that with, that'd be sick.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? I think that's what I get up for in the morning. Just fight. I don't really have a reason for it. I just start like, just do it. I think that's why I was so driven and so charged and never stop.
Yeah.
Can't really explain it, just like that.
Love that. What's the voice on your track, Mad?
The voice?
Yeah, people kept wondering.
Oh, it's my mate, at the end. Am I doing well?
Yeah.
At the end, it's just my mate, Caroline.
How did that happen?
I just called her up. I was like, will you say this? Down the phone. She was on the phone. I recorded it in my iPhone, then we put it on the track.
Why did you choose her?
She's my mate. She's got like a cool voice. She was like, I was like, who can I call right now? Caroline, bang.
Cute. Cute.
Rang her.
Let's talk about your music, though. You dropped your album last year.
Yeah.
Congrats on that.
Thank you.
Because I've been loving it. And especially Matt. Matt is like my favorite track on there.
Yeah, it's a banger.
What's your favorite to perform live, actually?
Oh, Sex Not Violence has been going crazy, actually. It just goes,
like with the mosh pits and all? Or?
Yeah, it's pretty like fire heavy and old school rock and roll. And then like, I think off the new record, Funeral's mad, Tissues is mad. Just wait for what's coming next, though.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's...
Can you tease some?
No.
Or is it like top secret?
It's the heaviest stuff I've ever done.
Oh, pretty define heavy.
Pretty reminiscent of the first album.
Okay.
But bigger. I don't know. It's cool. I say the word is kooky.
What does kooky mean?
It's like spooky, psychotic, crazy.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I've gone back to my toy keyboards.
Okay. So you're simultaneously doing tour and working on new stuff.
Literally, yeah. It's my favorite thing. We've got a studio on the bus.
Really?
Yeah. So it's just like, we just jam. Sound check, ideas. I think the best place is, because it's like, I get off stage, I literally connect with the community that I love and I'm with. And then I go and write a song in a studio. That's the point. You know, I love it.
All right, besties, that's about it with the episode featuring Youngblood. I hope you liked it, and if you did, please make sure to check out Radio Gem FM on YouTube and TikTok, because We got a little surprise coming your way. This interview was partly filmed. We play Smash or Pass. Youngblood is going to be answering Google questions about himself, and he's also going to try to explain German words. So if you don't want to miss that, please make sure to check out TikTok and YouTube at Radio Jam FM. And if you want to, feel free to stalk me on Instagram, Savannah Jam FM. I'd be happy if you did. And that's about it for now. So thanks for listening. Take care and bye.
Queer gehört
mit Savannah.
Nur auf Jam.